Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Love that intro. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios, on this Lead Slingers microphone. I was just informed moments ago, by the way, by Lead Slingers CEO Brad Primo, that due to some very heavy weather up there in Nashville that has knocked out power, we are live across the country today for you on Sunday, that he, without power, is not going to be able to make it into the roundtable today in the next hour. I just wanted to throw that out there because a lot of you look forward to hearing from Brad. As it stands right now, Justin Moon and Neil McCabe will be in there with me. You never know. We might find somebody else to jump in there. You just never know. But welcome inside. If you're watching on the live stream, great to be here with you. If you're watching on television in the Northern California markets, Reno, Nevada, great to be on the air with you there. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. And hundreds of radio stations across the country for this Armed American Radio Monster Cast weekly broadcast. Now, it's first week into our 12th year on the airwaves, nearing 250 radio stations, having never missed a Sunday show since the program's inception. Not one. Remarkable accomplishment, and we're proud of it. All right, you heard Mr. Gottlieb in the previous hour. Alan Gottlieb, wow, you know, it's been a crazy week. And Mr. Gottlieb opened up about his personal situation over the week. I got to be honest with you, he sounds phenomenal, as you just heard. If you missed it, I'll let that play itself out. Go back and listen to it. Mr. Gottlieb had some medical issues that he had taken care of this week that hit suddenly, and he is 100% fine. And as he says, slaying dragons from now on out. No stopping Mr. Gottlieb. 40-plus cases right now. 5 of the 10 cases seeking cert at the Supreme Court regarding our Second Amendment are Mr. Gottlieb's Second Amendment Foundation cases. So if you can help us, please join us at saf.org. You heard just how powerful Mr. Gottlieb is. Of course, we spoke with Rob Pincus. Now we're going to have some fun for a half hour. Someone, excuse me, that I've never had on the broadcast before, Kimberly Coulter. Kimberly Coulter is a journalist. She's a pro-rights activist. She is a content creator. I'm going to say probably, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, founder of the Motivated Armed Girls of America, and probably an influencer, if not going to be real soon because of what she's got going on online, which we want to talk with her about. Kimberly Coulter, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, let's. I like fun stuff. Neil McCabe put us together about a week ago, I guess, right?
Yep, just about a week ago when I had my last live stream.
Yeah, and that's what I want to talk with you a little bit. But first, let's get some background on you. A lot of my listeners recognize your last name, and you're related to somebody with that last name by the first name of Anne, right?
Yes, I am.
So she's your aunt, you're her niece, and that's awesome. Anne, if you're watching or listening, love to have you back on the program. Love to have both of you on at the same time. That'd be a lot of fun. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun? I didn't think about that earlier. Maybe we can make that happen. Kimberly, let's start briefly with your background. Tell us a little bit about what does it mean, journalist, political content creator, and founder of the Motivated Armed Girls of America? What does that mean?
Well, you know, for the last, I want to say a little over 4 years, as I started becoming interested in politics in a way that I hadn't been before, and as I was on my red pill journey, it really dawned on me that with my name, that I have a unique position among the millennial generation to portray what real conservative ideals are. And I figured I would take that to my advantage, and I started, you know, researching like crazy. You know, I'm studied in arts. I'm a video editor. So this was a complete 180 for me, and learning about all of this was just incredible. And becoming a part of free speech activism was a really big eye opener for me when it came to big tech censorship. And that's only evolved to me now working at the National File as one of their corresponding writers. And I write for the Rundown News. I have my own medium, and I create political commentary videos for a BitChute channel. I'm just really trying to get my voice out there because I feel that I can help show the real light of conservatism to my generation.
And, you know, wow, you come from really good stock, and it shows. So let me just say that, okay? I can't wait. Look, I'm just going to put you on the spot right now. You're going to come back on the program a lot more than once, right?
Fantastic, of course. I thought that was okay. A given.
Yeah, that is definitely a given, 100%. Listeners, viewers, you know why. I've been looking forward to bringing Kimberly on the program. So all of that content, did you found these websites yourself? Are you working for someone else? I mean, tell us how that works.
Well, the National File isn't my project. That's Tom Tappert. They work closely with Alex Jones at InfoWars, and we were holding events during CPAC this year, and they've done remarkable. We've broken the top 50,000 websites in the last year internationally. So that's not even just in the United States. And we've only been in existence for about 9 months. So that's a pretty major accomplishment for Tom Papert and the team over at the National File, which I'm happy to have been a part of since they started. And before that, I was kind of just trying to put my voice out there. I was going to more rallies. I was talking to more people, and I started doing interviews when I got fired from my job for being a conservative. And that really spun me in the direction of doing political commentary, and here we are.
Wow, yeah, here we are indeed. You want to talk a little bit about being fired for being a conservative?
Oh, yeah. So a girl at my work who I've since reconciled with, you know, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but she was talking about how Alex Jones deserved to be killed in the streets because of the things he said about Sandy Hook. And I pointed out to her that that was an insane thing to say. And that got back to my boss. And one day my name just didn't appear on the schedule. And I got a text message back when I asked about it that said, sorry, we don't think you're a good fit, even though I was an exemplary employee and I was already training people. We don't think you're a good fit. Good luck on your podcast, which I had listed on my resume. And if they had gone to look into it, would have realized was for a conservative network. So there you have it.
All right. Real quick, while we have you in this segment, tell us a little bit about the websites. Where can people go to see you, read you, and see some of the content that you're creating real quick?
Well, the content that I write for the National File is a lot of the stuff that, like, that's what I do for work. But for a passion project, I'm working on the Motivated Armed Girls for America, the MAGOA. And that is all about Second Amendment advocates. It's all about teaching women to exercise their freedoms in America, to defend themselves with firearms, and learning what that means and teaching them that they don't necessarily need to want to shoot somebody to want to have a gun. Like, there's a lot of reasons to safely learn about firearms that are kind of destroyed by these anti-gun lobbyists. And so part of my motive is to, like, you know, like I said, I want to influence my generation. So part of that is introducing the idea to women that you don't need to be defenseless. If some guy corners you, you have the right to have something that could put him out of the count. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I absolutely know what you mean. And I can tell you with certainty that half of what we know from the gun shops that we've been talking to over the last 2 years as gun ownership is at record levels, almost half. The number we saw was about 30%, but we know from talking to dealers, closer to half of all new gun buyers are women. That's not shocking to any of us here. So we absolutely know what you mean when you say that. Now, what is the age group that you're specifically targeting from where to where?
Honestly, we're all inclusive. I want to start doing, once we grow, you know, I only started this in January. I had no idea how quickly it would grow. And it's just been phenomenal to watch as me and my team are just sitting back and enjoying the rewards of all of our efforts. But it's all inclusive. It includes males. Males are a very important part of helping females integrate into the gun community, because as we know, males are the majority of the gun community. And it's important that men are seen as people who are encouraging women and helping them get into this field and helping them gain the enthusiasm for the activity, and also just for the Second Amendment in general. I think that there has to be a relationship. So while we are the Motivated Armed Girls of America, we wouldn't be Motivated Armed Girls if it weren't for the support of everybody else in the Second Amendment community. So no age, no whatever. If you're willing to contribute, we always accept contributors, sending in posts or whatever. And in general, if you want to be a part of what we are, all you need is enthusiasm about the Second Amendment.
Wow, I'll tell you what, that's a perfect place to stop. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back after the next segment, I am really looking forward, because I'm looking forward to participating. I believe the next one is the 26th, right? May 26th?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking forward. Every month. I'm going to explain to you, listeners, viewers around the country, I'm going to explain to you what it is we'll be participating on, because I want you to be there with us and watch and participate. When I found out about it a few days ago, I was blown away by it, but not blown away by it, if you know what I mean. Based on who you're listening to right now, you can tell. And when you hear about it, I know you're going to want to watch as well. I'll be back with Kimberly Coulter to explain everything right after this. Suffice to say, it's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed if you're watching on live stream or if you're watching on television in the Northern California market. That's a Defender Coffee cup I have up. I probably shouldn't be drinking it at this time of day, but I am because it's really good. I needed it, and it supports the Second Amendment with every cup you drink, believe it or not, because you get to tell the company where to send the profits to go to which defense, which group, which rights group. Mine goes to the Second Amendment Foundation. You get the idea. All right, let's go right back to the phones. I'm talking with Kimberly Coulter here. Kimberly, welcome back to the program. Let's jump all over this. This is fun, and I'm looking forward to hearing and learning a little bit more about this on the program with you live today, and I've been asked to participate. I can't wait. Explain it.
So I started this group when I started the process of getting my gun permit in Connecticut. It occurred to me, like, I know there's a bunch of gun groups, but maybe I can do one that's kind of more of a movement, you know, more of an inclusive thing. And I quickly found a couple admins. One is no longer with us. Shout out to Tracy and Tim. But we're going to do an in-person rally on March 26th. And as we all know, that was when the order started coming out to say that you couldn't gather in more than 100 people at that point. And we were expecting upwards of 5,000 people. So I said, all right, we're not going to go. I don't know what's going on. I don't want to potentially risk people. We know better now. But the fact was, I wanted to still have this rally. So I said, I'm going to put together a five-hour lineup, and it's going to be great. I reached out to as many people as I could, terrified that nobody would want to do it. And right. Within 4 days, I got so many replies that it turned from 5 hours to 12 hours. And wow. Even the last one was 13 hours. So,
and are you moderating this? Tell us the format. Are you moderating this and actually staying on once a month for the entire duration yourself?
I stay on. I take shifts along with my fellow contributors and now our social media manager and our administrative coordinator. We fill out the schedule, and then as a team we decide who is going to get what times. But I am always there. You know, even if I'm not on screen, I'm doing the technical end of it. So I'm making sure that there's no problems. I'm making sure the next person's getting on the live. So I am behind the scenes at all points during the 12, 13 hours, but we take turns, and it's a really good team.
Yeah, that's a marathon run. So tell me, when I come in, what can I expect? What can viewers expect when I jump on the 26th? What are we going to see? Give us that theater of the mind.
Well, you know what? Honestly, it's great. The great thing about my live stream is that you can come on at 10 in the morning and come on at 3, and it'll be a completely different show. I have all different kinds of people from all different perspectives, from America Firsters to Conservative Inc. and back again. I make sure that everybody gets represented, and I'm actually going to be having some anti-gun people on when I start hosting debates. So really what you can expect is just any conversation that relates back to the Second Amendment. You'll hear people passionate about what they're advocating for. You'll hear people from self-defense and other alternative forms of self-defense to red flag laws to, the cases coming before the Supreme Court. We get a lot of congressional candidates. We had someone running for U.S. Senate, Lauren Witzke, on. She's fantastic. You know, we get all sorts of major gun advocates and other professionals in different capacities who would like to speak on it in some form or another.
I can't wait for this. Now, you gave me some pretty big numbers when we talked the other day. How many viewers did you? You had tens of thousands of viewers in here. That must have blown you away. What was the number?
Well, it's even more dramatic when you think about the fact that the first one barely broke maybe 4 or 5. The second one is right now, with all of the different platforms we were on, at around 40K.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Now, is that subsequent viewership, or was that actually live while it was happening?
You know, it was actually funny. There was about 4,000 people on Periscope alone just during the live, and all of the rest was just people hearing about it and coming back to watch. It was just
unbelievable.
Like, I fell asleep that night to 6,000. I woke up the next morning to 25,000.
That is outstanding. Well, you know what's getting ready to happen, don't you? As we say down south, you're fitting to hit about 100,000 here real soon. That's going to you're just going to continue to grow, and you know what you're doing with this stuff. On a personal note, real quick, your Connecticut permit. Did you get a Connecticut permit?
My Connecticut permit process has been suspended 30 days because of our governor. So it is likely that I will have to start the permit process all over again. But while I'm not about that, I will speak up on that on a local level. And of course, I will reapply for my gun permit.
If you don't mind my asking, where are you located in Connecticut?
I'm near New Haven.
Okay, I know the area very well. I graduated high school in Simsbury. I went to 1 year of college at University of Bridgeport. So I know that area well. I know that area well. And I, it was a completely different state when I lived there, Kimberly. It was completely different than it is today. The politics of the state were different. We used to plink in people's backyards and neighborhoods when I was a kid up in that area, up north of you and so forth. But as I said, I know the area well and things have changed. But it is not impossible for you to get a permit there. You're going to get your permit. You just have to go through the process after it reopens, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm definitely going to get my permit. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that one.
Okay, give us some more websites. Tell us more. Where can people go to watch this stuff on the 26th and learn all about this?
Well, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter at Coulter Culture, C-O-U-L-T-E-R-C-U-L-T-U-R-E, you'll be able to join the live streams. But we're going to be posting videos and stuff like that on my BitChute channel at Coulter Culture as well. We're going to do YouTube, but they always ban us because they ban the word gun. So just if you follow me on either Instagram, Twitter, Telegram, Parler, BitChute, and I believe those are all the ones, and they're all at Coulter Culture or the Magoa, the M-A-G-O-A, to just follow our group. And we post stuff all the time. So when we really love, interacting with people who reach out to us. We're really big about that because that's part of our modus operandi.
Now, as far as contributions, are you accepting financial contributions to help you grow this?
Absolutely. We are currently accepting financial contributions. We're accepting any kind of contribution, whether it be time, whether it be content, whether it be finances, whatever you can afford, even if it's just as simple as sharing our posts and helping us get the message out there. But of course, we would love to be able to have a fund in reserve to be able to throw live events once we're no longer in lockdown and to bring us to rallies so that we can be there to represent the Second Amendment community.
Wow, you are, I'll tell you what, I'm proud to have you on the program. I really, truly am. I'm glad to know about this. I can't wait to thank Neil personally in the next hour of the program when he's on in the roundtable with me for hooking us up, because I have a feeling we're going to be hearing from you a lot more on this broadcast. This is a part of the right to bear arms. Listeners, we've been talking about this for years, but women in this movement are making such a huge difference across the country, as they should. Particularly your age group, Kimberly, that is just huge, because the media never gives you credit for supporting the right to bear arms and for conservatism. So let me say this with the final 10 seconds I've got. Thank you very much. All this information is going to go up on the podcast, and you will, and I will talk later this week and get you scheduled up for another appearance soon. Fair enough?
Fair enough. Have a good one. Thank you, and God bless.
You better believe it. Thank you very much. Kimberly Coulter, great interview. Wow. We're going to be hearing from her, a lot more from her in the very near future. In fact, we're going to be talking a little bit more about her in the next hour with Neil McKay, because he knows a little bit about it, too. Coming up next, pre-recorded interview with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. Then I'll be back at you in the roundtable, third hour. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Here we go on the Lead Slinger's microphone for you. The second half of the hour, I love this because it's one of my favorite people on earth. As I tell you every time she's on, Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. You listen to the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone every single day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and you hear us talk about GunBroker throughout this Monster Cast program. Patricia, welcome to the program. How you doing? All locked down and stuff.
Oh, hi, Mark. I'm doing well.
Our governor here has really started to open the state back up, right? So we're starting to feel that a little bit freer, right?
Yeah, I guess that's right. We're still, you know, still practicing the social distancing, but, you know, we do what we do.
I'm seeing a whole lot of normal stuff when I'm out and about right now, and I guess we're going to watch and see what happens. But and now yesterday you and I were talking, and I've told listeners that this segment, these two segments of the show are taped. Yesterday you got out. Did you get to see the Blue Angels? Angels and the Thunderbirds fly over?
I did. We drove over to Dobbins Air Force Base and did see them.
That's pretty cool. My wife got to see them yesterday. I missed them, but they flew over part of Woodstock. I guess when they took off from Dobbins as they were forming, they took off. She got to see some of it and got it on video, which is kind of cool. Okay, we're going to cover today two of my favorite categories in this segment, and that's going to be, this is, listener, these are the best-selling rifles on GunBroker.com, new and used, semi-auto. We're going to start with the top five new semi-autos for last month in April. Is that right? We'll start there?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's go from, listeners, here's the way we do this. We go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going to start with number five, the Smith & Wesson M&P 15. You know a little bit about that gun personally. I know you do.
Well, so this isn't the sport. This is the one that was introduced at SHOT Show in 2006.
Right.
And this one's chambered for 5.56 NATO rounds, and it's the one with folding sights and the four-sided accessory rail. It has some really great features.
And it's a top seller for you on Gun Broker this year. It's one of the most popular guns out there. So not surprised to see this at all. The Smith & Wesson M&P, and of course the M&P Sport. You bought the M&P Sport, right?
I did,
okay.
Yeah.
And that was after shooting who's? I know somebody who shoots.
It was after shooting with you. It was great.
I just wanted to say that. I wanted to sneak that in there. Okay, number four, the Ruger PC Carbine. Great gun.
Yeah, the Ruger PC Carbine, it's a blowback centerfire pistol caliber rifle, and it's designed as a companion for the Ruger P series of pistols. And it's modeled after the, you know, highly successful Ruger 10/22.
Mm-hmm. Very, very popular. Listener, none of these on here shocked me when she sent me the list. I was not surprised at all. Number three, very cool gun, wildly popular, the Kel-Tec Sub 2000.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about this one a lot.
We have.
The Sub 2000 is a pistol caliber carbine and uses magazines that are designed for popular models of various other manufacturers' handguns. And the distinguishing characteristic of this rifle is that it folds in half for storage and transportation, and it has a really slim profile compared to a lot of other rifles.
Yeah, and this is available, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is available in both 9 and 40 calibers, right?
Yes, that's right.
Was there a distinction at Gun Broker? Do you know, was the 9 more popular or the 40 by any chance?
I didn't see the list of that comparison, so I don't know.
My educated guess would be the 9, as we've
seen.
That's
what I think, too.
Yeah, because of the popularity of the caliber, we've seen kind of a drop-off in the 40 caliber's popularity in handguns, so I would bet that would reflect that. But I don't know, listener. That's just an educated guess. All right, moving to number two, the Springfield Saint. Beautiful gun.
It really is. It's Springfield Armory's, you know, first ever AR in the market, and it's more than your basic entry-level AR. One of the interesting features is a mid-length gas system instead of a carbine link system, and the gun uses an A2 style front sight base lock setup. So there's some things that are a little different than your basic AR.
Yeah, and I don't know what the price is. I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you know what that Springfield Saint moves
at? I do. I looked at it this morning, and I saw one starting at $325.
Okay, very reasonable there at Gun Broker. You can check all these out at gungenius.com, or you can look at them, and you can find them. Just put the models in when you're searching at Gun Broker. Go over to Gun Broker and sign up. I know many of you have. Absolutely free, and you can look at over 1.5 million auctions a day. Number one on the list, no shocker here, the Ruger AR-556.
Yeah, it wasn't a shock to me either. The AR-556 is an AR-15 style semi-automatic rifle, and it was introduced in 2009. And it's one of several 21st century AR-15 rifles to use gas piston operation. Another cool thing about this particular rifle is that the delta ring can be easily removed without tools or advice, which makes removing the handguard pretty easy.
And, you know, this is kind of cool, because one thing that this list points out to me is that three of the top five on the new list were all AR-15 platforms, all AR platforms.
That's right.
And a big difference for used, because now we're going to flip over to used semi-auto rifles. So let's go to used, and we're going to do this like we always do, listener. We're going to start at number 5, Marlin 60.
Yeah, the Marlin 60 is a semi-automatic automatic rifle that fires the 22 LR rimfire cartridge, and it's been in continuous production since 1960 and features a microgroove barrel, crossbolt safety, hardwood stock with Monte Carlo comb, and brass or blue steel inner magazine tubes. So it's very pretty. It's just a pretty rifle to me.
It is. It's got really nice lines to it, and one of my favorite guns of all time. And believe it or not, I don't have this next gun, number 4, in my safe, and I don't know why. So, and this has to be changed because this is absolutely a classic, and it's the Springfield M1 Garand.
You know, you can get one on gunbroker.com.
I know it. And this is one of those guns where I say to myself all the time, I got to get to getting that gun, right? And every time I go in to get something else, I just never go to it. But I see them, but I've got to make, this is one of those things you just got to do. You just got to go out and do it. Every safe, like, should, as far as I'm concerned, should have a 1911 in it. I think every safe should have an M1 Garand too. You want to tell us a little bit about it? Such a classic.
Yeah, it's a 30-06 caliber semi-automatic rifle, and it was standard U.S. service. It was a service rifle for the U.S. military during World War II and the Korean War. And it did see some limited service during Vietnam. Most of these M1 rifles were issued to U.S. forces, but many were provided to American allies.
And, you know, when I say classic, I mean this gun literally, truly is the classic. I rank the M1 and the Thompson together, quite frankly. They, you know, two totally different guns, but from the classic style, these two guns go down in history, and they're just so unique in their own way, but just a classic. All right, tell us about number 3.
Yeah, okay, so Ismash Sega. The Sega semi-automatic rifles are a family of Russian semi-automatic mm-hmm. rifles manufactured by Klyazhnikov Concern, which is formerly Ismash. So Sega rifles are a sport version of the Klyazhnikov rifle and are marketed for hunting and civilian use. And sometimes you'll hear them referred to as Sega Sporters.
And number 2, in the essence of time, another classic, and this is the Ruger 10/22, which we talked about briefly in the previous group. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so we did talk about it. It's a semi-automatic chambered for the 22 long rifle rimfire cartridge, as we discussed, and it uses a patented 10-round rotary magazine, but you can get higher capacity box magazines. But yeah, so yeah, this is a great rifle.
It ranks right up there with the M1 Garand, and it's classic is what it is. And so is number 1. No shock on any of these, except for one I'll tell you about when we're done here. Ruger Mini 14 Ranch.
Yeah, the Mini 14 Ranch is a lightweight semi-automatic rifle used by military personnel, law enforcement personnel, and civilians. And it's a .223 caliber made in a number of variants. There's one particularly for military and law enforcement use, and there's one for more civilian use. It was introduced in 1963, and the name Mini 14 was coined because it resembles a smaller version of the M14.
And here's something interesting. Not one AR platform on the used list, and every single one of these guns, listeners, every single one of these guns on both the new and used we just gave you have been banned in Canada as of yesterday by one individual, Trudeau. We'll be back after this with 2 new rounds with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, rocking and rolling for you on the Lead Slingers microphone. We're going right back to Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. Patricia, welcome back. We're going to go now. We covered new and used in the rifle, semi-auto rifle category. Now we're going into the top-selling new and used semi-auto shotguns. We're going to start off with new. Number five, the Franchi Affinity. Tell me about this gun. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, the Franchi Affinity is an inertia-driven semi-auto shotgun, and it's available in both 12 and 20 gauge.
The Franchi 12, did you say 12 and 20 gauge?
20, yeah, 12 and 20.
12 and 20 gauge. Number four, Federal Armament FX4. This thing is just really cool.
Yeah. The auto shotgun with a 4+1 round capacity that accepts 3-inch magnum shells.
Okay,
which is
3-inch magnums, right? You said 3-inch magnums. And the important part of this is it's also 4+1 round capacity. It also has tactical adjustable sights and a synthetic stock and a tactical grip. Beautiful shotgun. And so is the next one. This is one of my favorite. This is a Rock Island VR-80 Arms Core. Beautiful.
The VR-80 Arms Core is a new AR-style 12-gauge magazine-fed shotgun and has some great features, ambidextrous controls and charging handle, buffer bolt system to reduce recoil, all kinds of great features, 12 o'clock Picatinny rail and a low profile fore end and a threaded fluted barrel shroud.
Do we have a price on that by chance?
Yeah, so I saw it today at $791.
Okay, yeah, that's not surprising for that. It's a beautiful gun. And so are the top two here. And I would have thought in my mind, I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, but I would have thought these would have been reversed. And maybe it's just because the number two is such a classic in the Benelli M4 Tactical.
Yeah, it's unique. Auto-regulated gas-operated semi-auto shotgun, and it's known for reliability, used by the U.S. Marines. Right. And comes with a standard Picatinny rail and pistol grip stock. Other features include a fully adjustable ghost ring, aperture rear sight, and windage adjustable front sight.
Yeah, this thing is a 12-gauge at 5 capacity. And as you said, the U.S. Marines are using this. So guess what? That means something's right in the category with the Benelli M4 Tactical. It's beautiful. And I would have thought that the next one, number one, might have come in below that, but not surprised to see it in the top two at all or the top five. And that's the IWI. That's the Israeli Weapon Industries TS-12, the Taver.
Yeah, the Taver, it's an Israeli, like you said, semi-automatic bullpup shotgun based on the Taver assault rifle. And it looks very futuristic to me. Mm. And so my better half and I were discussing this when we were walking the dog yesterday. And he made a great point saying that Israeli guns are so unique because Israel has so many unique needs.
You know, that is it. We could get into a whole lot of conversation on this Taver. The bullpup design on this thing feeds from one of three individual magazines. So, I mean, we could really go into the weeds with this. If you're a bullpup fan, these are great guns. You know, you put this up with the Kel-Tec KSG, other shotguns and bullpup. This thing is going to rank up. What, if curious, price on this would be around what? Do you have a number there?
Yeah, it's a little bit pricey. I saw it at $1,288.
Okay, and but that could go up from there, and there's possibility that we could have some that would go down from there too, right? Doubtful, but
Yeah, I haven't seen any listed lower, but today it's not a buy it now; it's a bid.
Okay, so that is going to go up. Without the buy it now.
I think it will.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if that were $1,280, there's some people out there would jump all over that right now. Here's what you want to do if you want to watch that bid. Very simple. Gunbroker.com and sign up. It's free. Just put it in the search and bomb. It's going to pop up and you can follow that auction. All right. Now we're going to go down to another great list. These are the semi-auto shotguns and these are used now. Listeners, all right, number five, the High Standard Supermatic.
The High Standard Supermatic was made for Sears in the late 60s and early 70s, and it's a 12-gauge auto-loaded shotgun that's available in a variety of different models for hunting and shooting skeet.
All right, and the price-wise on that, that is not a very pricey gun, or am I wrong?
It's not. But I didn't see one listed this morning. It's possible. We have a lot of auctions that end on Sundays, and it's possible that I just didn't see one because so many end on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. And listen, I want to make the point too. Again, just remind you that we're taping these two segments from our schedule standpoint on Sunday morning. So as we're airing live Sunday evening, there could have easily been some changes. And as she said, she didn't see it in the morning. Go check it out. Again, gunbroker.com. Great little gun. And another classic here, the Remington 1187. We've talked about this one before, too.
We have talked about it. The Remington 1187 is a automatic shotgun based on the Remington 1100 and was first introduced in 1987. Hence the 87. It's gas operated and it can load from light 2¾ to 3-inch magnum shells without any shooter adjustments, and it's manufactured in both 12 and 20.
You know, I like the description of this at Gun Genius, the Remington Model 1187 series. 87, a Model 11 Sport, 87 Sportsman auto loader shotguns that you use one day on the skeet range, then you use the next day in the blinds. So, I mean, this what I'm saying to you is it's an extremely versatile gun, and it's a Remington 1187. I mean, what else can you say? It's a classic in and of itself by itself. All right, let's move over to, I had to flip that screen there, so let me go back to the used and go back to the shotguns here and come back from the, okay, now we're going up to the Browning A5 Auto.
Yeah, the Browning Auto 5 is a recoil-operated semi-automatic shotgun, obviously designed by John Browning. It was the first successful semi-automatic shotgun design and remained in production until 1998. Designates that it's an auto loader with a capacity of 5 rounds, 4+1.
And you said what year?
It was manufactured until 1998.
Until 1998. Okay, and we have these available at gunbroker.com. You can go look at them. It's easy. Just sign up at gunbroker.com. Number two, I don't know much about the gun, but it's the Browning Stalker.
So the Browning Stalker is really just an updated Auto 5 model designed to be lighter in weight and very versatile and very accurate.
All right, and number one, we've got about a minute, so... Let's this again, not a shock. We've talked about this before. I don't remember when it was. I think it was 2 months ago. We went through some real similar lists on both new and used that wasn't surprising to us. This list is kind of the same in that number one is the Remington 1100.
Yeah, and so we just mentioned the 1100 when we talked about the 1187. The Remington 1100 is a gas-operated semi-automatic shotgun, and it's very popular among sportsmen. This shotgun was introduced in 1963 as a successor to Model 58 and Model 878, both also gas operated, and the Remington Model 1100 ushered in the new era of successful and reliable gas actuated auto loading shotguns.
Yeah, and this is a 12 gauge, listener. It's a standard capacity of 4 rounds, chambered in 2.75, and the barrel length on this is 28 inches. Do you have any idea on the price of this one? Again, not to put you on the spot.
Yep. I saw it this morning at $155.
At $155. And you're going to get a great price on this gun. It's a classic, and they are out there. Gunbroker.com. Sign up today. It's free. You're at home. You got time. You can spend a lot more time, and I know a lot of you have. Believe me, I've gotten a lot of emails from you. Thanks for sending me to Gunbroker. I'm spending my whole lunch hour over at Gunbroker. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast is going to be back. Patricia Huff from Gunbroker.com, thank you for being here and giving us this great list every month. Next, a classic Armed American Radio Roundtable. Buckle in. It's going to be a great one. We'll be back after these messages.
For freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Yeah!